program you are about to hear, Bob's Slacktime Funhouse, is parody, satire, and comedy. Any reference to Bob, the Church of the Subgenius, religion, politics, or any other touchy subjects is intended only as humor and should cast no reflection on the high standards of WREK Atlanta, its staff, or that of Georgia Tech.
Oh, man. You're making me tired. It's late.
Yeah, it is. Look at that.
It's really late, even for a Saturday night. Mm-hmm.
So, you're listening to Bob's Naptime Funhouse. The Lymph Node Institute edition. I'm Dr. Bugbladder.
And I'm Doc Ellis.
Your pajamas are silly.
Tonight's show will be concerning sleep and dreaming.
This is hard to do, are you so
tired?
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Hey, we did some background research. Sleep deprivation for the last couple of days.
Well, I can't remember any of it now, though.
Yeah,
I just
want
to go to bed.
Well, it comes back up in the dreams. Perchance to dream?
Perchance.
You could have all sorts of trauma come up in dreams.
It's a good place for trauma.
Nightmares.
Oh, yeah. We'll be getting into that.
You ever read Neil Gaiman?
Uh-huh.
He's got a character called the Sandman.
He does indeed, the Sandman.
His son Morpheus has to do with dreams.
Right. Which is nice. He's got a very nice drug named after him.
Mm-hmm. Morphine.
Morphine.
He could be a morphine.
He could. Except he'd probably wind up keeling over on stage.
That's the guy from Morphine. So little girls have slumber parties.
Oh, yeah.
And adults go camping.
Mm-hmm.
And eventually everyone sleeps.
It's a really bad idea to become unconscious for 8 hours of the day. Makes you sort of,
vulnerable.
Prone.
All this talking about sleep.
Uh-huh.
Really, really I know. I'm just going to close my eyes for a second. Just
right, I'll watch the board.
Yeah.
I'm just going to... Oh, that's nice.
Yeah, if we fall asleep on the air...
It's not going to happen, man.
The silence alarm will wake us up.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
No big deal. Oh, what kind of...
You're listening to... Bob's Slacktime.
I am. Mix Headman, I am the Mania Consultant.
Inpatient now.
Suddenly is beyond me.
Yeah, I'm here. Can you hear me? All right.
I guess I just now woke up and got my coffee and
Andy Warhol tried to make a movie of me sleeping, but it took several years and he ran out of film.
He wanted to take me
to court, but I fell asleep in the courtroom.
So the judge sent Andy to
a toy monkey, which kind of flipped and blew up the world. And so now everybody's sleeping.
The 70s, it was Yamin, it was Ed Bedroom, and the
80s.
I think we all know how that turned out. I think he should have been given the third term. And my toy monkey, the ones with the symbols and all, didn't want to work this morning. Can't see one. Every time the toy monkey cranked the symbols, the earth blew up. Every time. Once upon a time, there was this kid who had a toy monkey. He cranked the symbols, and the earth blew up. Later on, there was a fire at this apartment somewhere, and the kid brought his toy monkey to try to put out the fire. It cranked the symbols, and the earth blew up again. And why he constantly does that over a monopoly-possessed toy monkey is beyond me. I mean, I would have plenty of other uses for a toy monkey, but it's hard to get a good orgasm going when the earth's blowing up constantly. Yeah, how many times does that have to happen? Oh, yeah, I'm tired, all right.
Mm-hmm.
Say your prayers, little one. Don't forget my son to include everyone. I tuck you in, warm within, keep you free from sin till the Sandman he comes. Sleep with one eye open, keeping your pillow tight. Exit lights, enter night. Take my hand, we're off to never, never land. Something's wrong, shut the light. Heavy thoughts tonight, and they aren't a Snow White. Dreams of war, dreams of liars, dreams of dragons, fire, and the things that will bite. Sleep with one eye open, dipping your pillow tight. Exit light, enter. The Never Never Land. Now I lay me down to sleep.
Now I lay me down to sleep.
I pray thee, Lord, my soul to keep.
I pray thee, Lord, my soul to keep.
Guard me, angels, through the night.
Guard me, angels, through the night.
Wake me in the morning light.
Wake me in the morning light.
Hush, little baby, don't say a word. Never mind that noise you heard. It's just the beasts under your bed, in your closet, in your head. Exit light, enter night. Take my hand, we're off to Never Never Land.
Once there was a boy just like you who wanted to fool the Sandman. He laid in bed, geeked out of his skull, giggling to himself. But when the Sandman showed up, he wasn't fooled, and he was already surly, having come from a narcolepsy convention and was in no mood for shenanigans.
All right, you devious delinquent. You want to fool with the Sandman? You get burned.
And with that, the Sandman ripped off the boy's eyelids. Cackling, the Sandman disappeared. The boy screamed and screamed, trying to blink, but only succeeded in furrowing and unfurrowing his brow. In his desperation to cover his naked eyeballs, he made many terrible, terribly funny mistakes. Remember, Vaseline may soothe the burn, but makes it worse.
Thank you.
getting sleepy. You are getting sleepy. You are getting sleepy. Your eyelids feel so heavy. Your eyelids want to close, and you are tired of fighting them. Just relax. Relax from toes. Feel the tension release from the arch of your left foot. And then your right foot. Just relax. Feel the day's aggravations leak from each ankle. Feel the warm hand of sleep creep up your inner thigh towards your package or box. Relaxation reaches the top of your brain. You wake out. Wake out. Die now. Die without a struggle.
Thank you. but a world that somehow coheres. The special attitude requires that you accept incongruities, for man's not really incongruous.
As in hat,
the very incongruity in jaw is the point of the absurdity.
Silly. More than sense. Eccentric habits.
If what is real at one level is a dream at another, what is a dream at one level, at another level,
thank you. am the media consultant.
I dreamt I worked in the Dream Factory, the place where they made the dreams. Everything they make is unique. Nothing has to be made right. And one day, some people came to interview us, and they asked us, "Is this difficult work?" And I said, no, it's very easy. You could do it in your sleep.
In my dream, I suddenly realized that I was late for a very important appointment. And I was panicked, and I was going as fast as I could, trying to get ready. But I couldn't find my shoes. I was searching everywhere throughout the house, and whenever I did find one shoe, I'd put it on, and I'd go looking for the other shoe, and when I found the other shoe, I'd bend down to put that one on. and somehow the first shoe would have disappeared. And I'd go searching for it, and I'd find it, and I'd bend down, and the other shoe was gone again. And this happened repeatedly. And I'd look at the clock about every 15 seconds, and somehow another half hour had gone by. And I was starting to get very anxious. And the whole time I was running around the house searching for my shoes, I was being followed by a giant Mickey Mouse alarm clock with this broad, maniacal grin that was taunting me. So finally, somehow, I managed to get both shoes on my feet, and I'm ready to leave the house, but I can't because there are hundreds of people in my living room blocking my way. And I'm pushing through these incredible throngs of people, and when I got to the door, I looked down and I saw that my shoes were gone again. And I was devastated. My life was over. I was going to miss my appointment. And then I looked up, and I saw that the reason that all these people were there was because Jesus had been resurrected from the dead in my living room. And he was wearing my shoes. And the crowds part, and they start pushing me towards him. And I arrived at the foot of the Lord, the Savior, and he was hovering a few feet above the floor, and he was radiating light. And I said to him, Jesus, Lord, Christ, I'm late for an appointment. Could I please have my shoes? And Jesus smiled benevolently at me. And spoke some wise, mystical mumbo-jumbo, which I completely failed to comprehend. And then he raised his arms and ascended into heaven, taking all his followers, the saints, the chosen ones, and my shoes with him. That's when I woke up. And I realized I was late. Thank you.
side. All the money's gone. goes to my room every night. Just as Sprinkle Stardust and her whisper go to sleep, everything is alright.
People and smoke. I try to make my way along the perimeter of the crowd, but I am pushed up against the wall. Up close, the walls are musty and cracked, stained yellow with smoke. Seeing an empty seat at a table, I sit down. There are three men seated at the table. Their heads are hidden by a long magazine, which they each hold with one hand. On the cover of the magazine is a cell in telephase. The three men put the magazine on the table. I recognize them as Dylan Klebold, Osama bin Laden, and Eric Harris. They are grinning at me and glancing at each other like they have some private joke. I smile back. This makes them laugh. I wonder. I wake up.
My sixth dream was a nightmare! They're after me, I've gotta get away. For life is colored rosy red and death is colored gray. They're after me, they've caught me by surprise. And the hag in front with seven heads is waving seven knives. And one is throwing hand grenades and one is throwing fits. They aim to hang me by my heels and carve me up in bits. They're after me, the wheels of danger churn. The boiling oil is flaming high and I am too young to burn. They're after me, there's hate in every eye. I hear them coming closer now, and I'm afraid to die.
Power, 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 power.
I stole some bricks when I was six, and I'm afraid to die.
You better run real fast, you better run real fast, you better run.
Yeah,
real
that's
fast,
it. I'd better
real
run,
you better run
real
fast.
I'd better run real fast. I can't seem to move my feet at all.
You better scream real loud. You better scream real loud.
Yeah,
I
can. I'll scream for help.
Ah!
There's my grammar school, Bristol School. My teacher will help me. Miss Elliot will help me. Miss Elliot! Miss Elliot! Miss Elliot, help me! Help me!
What is an adverb?
Well, an adverb is... An adverb is...
What is an adverb?
It's...
She won't help you, she won't help you. Ah!
The church... Reverend Jones will save me. Reverend,
Reverend, they're after me.
Do you know your catechism?
Well, some of it. I've been busy.
Do you know your catechism?
I'm afraid I...
He will tell you, he will tell you.
There must be someone to turn to. I know. My mother.
I never saw you before in all my life, son. Never saw you before in all my life, son.
They're after me, they're after me, and no one heeds my call. I have no place to run to now, my back's against the wall.
We've got you now, we've got you now, we need some blood that's fresh. And you will feel our blades of steel tearing through your flesh. We've got you now, we've got you now, the size of both your ears. You won't need them anymore, and we need souvenirs. We'll save your scalp for playing ball, we'll take the human prime. Your heart will make our masters all a dainty valentine. You'll soon be playing marbles with those eyes you stole in fire. Your lungs will serve as bellows, sir.
Are the knives good and sharp?
Yes, old ghoul.
You're sure he can't get away?
No, old ghoul.
All right then, Cyclops, you count.
One for the monster, two for the shroud, three to get rendered, and four, two.
I still have a dream.
Yes.
It is a dream deeply rooted in the American dream. I have a dream that one day this nation will rise up, live out the true meaning of its creed. We hold these truths to be self-evident that all men are created.
Bob's Lifetime Funhouse. You be listening to Bob's Lifetime Funhouse.
Wake up!
We had caffeine, it's the
enemy of sleep.
While you've been drooling.
We've been stooling, that's right. We're sitting in our own filth. That's what happens when you sleep at the switch.
You pigeon. The iceberg of your subconscious mind has risen from out of the water. So, well, I mean, we have no conscious memory of what we put in, but looks like we're at about the 59-minute mark, so there's the show, huh?
Does RoboCop have to sleep?
Only bodies need rest.
We all need our rest.
He's a machine.
He's William S. Burroughs.
He is. Isn't that strange?
I think it's funny the guy who played William S. Burroughs is typecast as RoboCop.
William S. Burroughs in a large robot suit, shooting up major American cities.
No pun intended.
No
shooting
pun intended
up.
At all.
Thanks for listening. You can get more information on the Church of the Subgenius if you write to
P.O. Box 181-417, Cleveland Heights, Ohio 44118-1417, or visit them online at subgenius.com.
Another fine Lymph Node production.
We played Ted Man on Sleep
Part 1, Pat Boone with Enter Sandman. We did a lovely bedtime story for you.
And then you also heard a selection that we were kindly given permission to alter from its original state called Dreams by Bowsfield.
And then you heard our relaxation exercise, Head and Leg, with Dreamscape Track 1. We did It's Calm Institute Light, Part 1, Head and Leg, with Dreamscape Track 7.
You heard Insomniac by Squat.
Head and Leg, with Dreamscape Track 11.
Ted Man on Sleep.
Part 2. Head and Leg, with Dreamscape Track 16. William S. Burroughs with Silver Smoke of Dreams. Head and Leg did I Dream of Jesus. Sonic Youth did I Dreamed I Dream. Head and Leg with Dreamscape Track 18. We did It's Calm Institute Light Part 2. You heard Gordon Jenkins with his The Sixth Dream, The Nightmare.
Heard a little bit of this and that and the other.
And Boyd Williams stepped all over Dr. Martin Luther King in his The Gift of Dreams. And we leave you this evening with the mighty God Kronos performing Dream. And remember, 5 out of 6 chicks with skit dig hot licks.
And as always, here's the part where I tuck you in. Good night, Seekers.